This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nathaniel John Otto. Date of birth, October the 21st, 1985. Case ID number is 616-3831. Date of exam, November the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Valley Ear, Nose, and Throat Specialist, dated 1/17/2023, and from Dr. Sonia G. Silva. Identifying information. This is a 38-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hearing loss, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, sciatic lumbar sacral back pain, comma, and anxiety / bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was December 2021, where he states that he worked at odd jobs, which lasted only 1 to 2 months only. The claimant says he was never able to hold on to any kind of job. He was in prison for 12 years and states that when he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a halfway house and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time or has done so in the past. Allegations number 1, hearing loss. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. Number 3, lumbar sacral back sciatic pain. Number 4, anxiety / bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. History of allegations. Number 1, hearing loss. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to develop severe problems with his hearing, especially on the left side. The claimant states that he went to a ear specialist who told him that he had had a chronic ear infection on his left side with a perforated tympanic membrane, which caused him to have hearing loss. The claimant suffers from vertigo, comma, tinnitus, comma, ruptured left eardrum, comma, and sensorial neural disease. His physician is Dr. White, who has since retired. He was pending hearing aids, but states that he never received them secondary to lack of funds. A hearing test was performed on January the 17, 2023, which diagnosed him with asymmetrical hearing loss, thresholds of 25 dBs on the right, and the left ear has no response. This discrimination on the right is 100%, and there was no response on the left. The claimant is able to hear my conversation, but he has to carry on the conversation with his right ear. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2001, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and feels tingliness and numbness of both of his feet. He does not check his blood glucose and states his blood glucose levels usually come out between 200 to 300 milligrams / DL. The highest it's ever been is 600 milligrams / DL. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 12%, which is very high. He is presently on Humulin 70/30. Units sub-Q QAM and 40 units sub-Q PM. He does not appear to be well controlled, secondary to having a very high hemoglobin A1C. He does not recall when they performed it. Allegation number three, sciatica lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to develop lumbar sacral back pain. He attributes it to sleeping in the small mattresses that they had at the prison. He states the character of the pain is a throbbing, aching, stuck type sensation that he has in his lumbar sacral back pain area. He states it does not radiate to both of his legs and appears to be in the lumbar sacral back area. No surgeries have been performed, and no x-rays or MRIs were taken. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. John Lung. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and sometimes sweeping. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, he is taking Carbitrol 300 milligrams BID or as needed for diabetic polyneuropathy and for pain. He takes no other medications at this time. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain with mild signs of sciatica. Allegation number four, anxiety / bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop symptoms of bipolar disorder. The claimant has had multiple suicidal attempts and ideation. He has tried to hang himself multiple times and overdose on multiple medications and tried to walk in front of an 18-wheeler at one time to be hit by an 18-wheeler. He was hospitalized for these actions. He states he still occasionally has suicidal ideation and for that reason is not taking any diabetic pills or other medications that can cause him harm. The claimant has problems with insomnia, comma, decreased memory, comma, sometimes increased appetite or decreased appetite, nervousness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, and weakness. He denies hearing voices but does see shadows. He states his concentration is poor and he has difficulty focusing, and states his main problem is intrusive thoughts. The claimant also states that he has had sadness, crying spells, occasional violent acts, and homicidal acts as well that have not been carried out but have been in his thoughts. He suffers from panic attacks and severe depression. His hygiene is good. He bathes, and he appears to be very well-groomed at this time. The claimant was in prison for 12 years and from 2008 to 2020 for incest/sexual relations with his sister. He does have a history of substance abuse where he used marijuana in 2009. He has had difficulty holding on to a job and has worked off and on in 10 other odd jobs, which only last 2 to 3 months. He appears to be stable at this time. He is oriented times four, according to place, time, situation, and person. His attention and concentration appear to be good at this time. He has his speech rate, clarity, and tone are all within normal limits, and he is articulate. He is presently taking Divoloprox, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID, and quetiapine, 300 milligrams, 2 tablets, at bedtime. Also, he's taking Carbitrol, which is also used to stabilize mood problems. The claimant appears to be stable at this time and is adjusting to his condition and his new lifestyle of being out of prison. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have occasional decrease in balance. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use the coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He's not allowed to cook at this time at the halfway house, but could probably cook if he had to do it. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. John Lung. He is presently just taking Carbitrol, 300 milligrams BID, which is more specific for his diabetic polyneuropathy. His physical activity includes playing the guitar, sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and sweeping there at the halfway house. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history: his father is 68 and suffers from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and had mental problems. His mother is 60 and a half years of age and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, gangrene, dialysis, and died from multiple organ failure. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, history of suicidal attempts, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with sciatica, comma, vertigo, comma, and diabetes mellitus type 2, major surgery, incision of drainage of ankle abscesses. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has a history of smoking marijuana. The last time he smoked was in 2009. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 217 pounds. Height, 6 feet 3 inches. BP, 157 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate, 96 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 27.5. General: this is a 38-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was... was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fears were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD, uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was intact. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were two posts bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except for the lumbar sacral back area, mainly in the mid area to the left side. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. And the claimant did appear to have some mild positive straight leg raise on the left side. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the feet area. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological, could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to stand, sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant does have problems with his left ear, but is able to hear with the right, and he speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild left sciatic pain and left hearing loss. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to multiple psychiatric disorders, which appear to be stable at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, hearing loss, left side with 100% loss, confirm with medical records and a hearing test, which was performed on January the 17th, 2023. The claimant was to be fitted with hearing aids, but has not had funding in order to be able to do that. Number two, diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated at this time with insulin. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 12%, which is very high, and it appears to be poorly controlled. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided sciatica, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has mild symptoms and has a grossly normal physical at this time. Allegation number four, anxiety / bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder, confirmed with medical records, is being treated at this time. The claimant appears to have been stabilized with his medications. He is being monitored closely by a psychiatric clinic, and his condition appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nathaniel John Otto.